So I want to just quickly, you know, I want to squeeze in as much music as we can, but I want to quickly ask, I think it was 5 years ago, you did a pretty extensive tour sponsored by the State Department. I mentioned, I warned the audience that they might be asked about the stands. And so should we see first, how many can you name? Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, Pakistan. You guys are doing pretty well. Uzbekistan. You guys did well. But I want to ask you about going to those places, because first of all, it's a long ways away. Second of all, very different culture. And, you know, we talk about music being the universal language, but, you know, you guys know firsthand, did that work? Were you able to connect and communicate in those exotic locales?
Well, we went with a program called American Music Abroad, and it's our State Department sending musicians overseas to spread American culture and make connections people to people. And that was our first trip. So yeah, we went to six stands. Our first place was Pakistan. And then we continued from there, and since then have done 15 countries with the State Department.
It is a beautiful thing. I want to say that, you know, everybody in government makes decisions, but I will say that there is sometimes a question about whether or not that program should continue, but I think one of the best things we can do globally is export American music to connect people and shine a light on what we do, what we make, what we can share. A lot of these countries, though, are Muslim countries, and in some Muslim countries, they frown on both music and women playing music. So how did that work?
You know, we had just such a fantastic experience right off the bat. We landed in Islamabad, Pakistan. That was our very first stop. We went to a women's college, and we were kind of wondering what was going to be happening. We heard this low rumbling and screaming, and we were kind of like, oh no, we made the wrong decision. But what happened was these women were so excited to see us that they were literally about to tear the hinges of the doors. They're about to tear the doors off, just waiting to get into the auditorium to see us. So there's this amazing excitement. We didn't feel any resentment. We didn't feel any hatred. It was there's actually a song that we learned while we were over there. We were wandering around the street, and we got invited into this house. This man invited us into his house and gave us this big bottle of Mountain Dew, kind of shared his only thing in his fridge with us, and he had his little daughter sing this song, and I'm kind of hoping maybe we could sing it to you right now.
Okay, sure. I have to ask you, was it Mountain Dew, or was it sort of like homemade moonshine?
It was the real deal.
It was real Mountain Dew, okay.
This was Mountain Dew the soda.
Oh, I'm so sorry, that's something that people know America by.
Well, yeah, so he had his little daughter sing us this song. It's written by the national poet of Pakistan, Allama Iqbal. It's something a lot of little kids sing this song. It roughly translates into, may my life be like a candle, and may that light spread into the whole world with its beauty. So this is called Love Hate.